Hello, 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 hello. Oh, that was a lot of fun with JJ. Yeah. I'm gonna torture the fuck out of that boy, I'll tell you.
Oh, and that's not why he told you that he liked that. Like, yeah.
Well, you see, he hasn't quite figured things out with us yet, and it's pretty apparent. Are you Pete Ticklish? Yes, why? Because I'm going to do this. Oh, fuck. Or whatever he says. Like, he kind of gets it now. So, actually, we addressed that a little bit about the gentleman who was the total fuck nut there.
Yeah.
So, this is a problem.
Well, yeah, it is. And I understand sometimes when people aren't educated and stuff. And, you know, but this individual was, you can tell, was from a different country.
Canada?
No, actually, no. He had a German or European accent on. But I said to him, he first grabbed Pop Corey.
Yeah.
And I noticed that he kind of tried to grab his hand and then his ass, and then it went from there to the back of his neck. And I says, do not touch my property. And he goes, your property? I says, yes. Oh, okay. I says, you don't touch people you don't know unless you ask first, because one day you'll get hurt. Oh, I get it. I understand. Okay, fine. Really, about 8 minutes later, he then does the same thing to Boy Neil, which I go and say something again. Then another 10 minutes goes by, and then he's now groping Papace. And I finally said, listen, asshole, the first time I warned you and told you about it, the second time I reminded you, and you do it again. Leave our our property alone. And he looked at me and I says, or you're going to get hurt. Get the fuck away from us. And he disappeared.
Right. Well, no, because again, like, I mean, like, as we were just talking about, like, he was kind of looking at me and he kind of was standing at one point just directly to my left. And when I flog, I use both hands, obviously, and I switch back and forth. And I said, so you need to move. And he just kind of looked at me and says, well, unless you want to flog her to the front of the face. Like, you know what I mean? I said, you just need to stand away.
Well,
like,
yeah, he got very nosy.
I'm okay.
Which
with,
is okay
I'm
if you okay get interested.
I'm okay with that, but the thing is, you just don't get, like, he was just in, it just seemed he was really in people's personal space.
Well, he was out, you can tell he was a horny guy, and he just thought, I mean.
Go ahead.
People think that a black eagle is, if you want a blowjob and you want to get dirty and raunchy and stuff, that's the place to go. Yes, it is. If you're in the back room and you're walking and it's dark and you want to grope and stuff, the same thing. If I'm in the back room and someone goes to grope me, A, I will always grab their hands and don't, you know, especially if it's somebody you don't want to. But there's certain environment and certain areas you'd expect that is one thing.
Uh-huh.
But when you're in, you know what?
No, keep going, because you know I'm going to jump in soon.
Yeah. But when you are, and even that, but when you are in, you know, in an almost brightly lit room, and you suddenly grab somebody who you don't even know, like, you could get hurt. Same thing I've told this before on Pride Weekend. That woman slap my ass.
But okay, but now this is where I get to jump in, because I need to at this point.
Yep.
You still do that, though. You'll walk into somebody and you'll just hug them. Or you'll walk up I've seen you do that.
If it's somebody I know, yes.
I've seen you do it sometimes. Well, not so
no,
much
no.
anymore.
When
but
it's people I know and I know it's okay, I do it.
I've seen you do it, not recently, but I've seen you do it. I have seen you do it. Well, you put your arm around them, or you pat them on the butt, or you give them a big hug.
It's
got to
be somebody I know.
Okay. I'm just saying I have seen you do that.
Yes, to people I know.
No, to people that you didn't know. But you have done it.
You know what? I will say you're wrong.
Okay. That's fine. You can say I'm wrong, but I've seen you do it.
Anyway, go on.
Well, don't get all pissy. I'm just saying, you'll get into a situation, a social situation, and you hug everybody and you kiss everybody, and it's okay. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but
if I'm in a straight environment and I'm among hairdressers and stuff,
okay,
to go and hug and according to somebody you know, to going to grab somebody's tit or somebody's crotch or somebody's ass, mm-hmm. and it's somebody I don't know? No, I'm sorry, Noel. I disagree. I don't do that.
Okay. Sorry. We'll keep this offline because you're getting too hostile about it when you really shouldn't.
Well, no, because actually I'm kind of offended.
Okay. Well, let me think. Don't be offended, but I've seen you do it at a bar night.
Oh, when I'm selling tickets?
Well, no, that's totally different.
Okay.
Because when you're selling somebody tickets, the second they say, do you want to buy tickets, and they've seen what you do,
yeah.
they know exactly, exactly what you're going
but
to do.
But if I'm going to talk to somebody, it's usually somebody I know.
Okay. All right, you know what? Let's get right off that. Let's get off that. So, anyways, boy, Alex is saying, how did he miss all of that? Because he was busy being flogged.
Yeah. You were on the wall. You were kind of preoccupied.
Actually, I'm trying to think who was up there when he came up, and I almost hit him with the flogger. Not purposely. The other guy
was behind
me.
Well, the first time, the first person who flogged was Boy Neil.
Yeah.
And that's when he started groping Pop Corey.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
And actually, Boy Alex was on the patio. Because he was getting hot, standing some air. That's when this individual got closer and suddenly started. And I could see him moving, and I'm watching him and stuff. And then the next thing you know, he went from grabbing his hand, and Corey moved his hand away. And then he went and put his and grabbed Corey by the neck. And I go, what do you think you're doing?
Right.
You're touching my property. And he goes, your property? I says, yes, this is my pup. You don't touch. Unless you ask.
Yep.
Because I'm trying to be nice here. You'll get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Are we understood? Yes. And then he did it twice.
So you're thinking that he wasn't wasn't local, we'll say.
No, he wasn't local, I think. And the thing is, he really got frustrated because, A, we had a lot of our family group friends with us.
Yes.
So the next guy he goes to put his move on, well, it's still a member of our family.
That's true.
So,
yeah, I forget about that sometimes.
Yeah.
I kind of thought that he looked like he was a little loaded too.
Which doesn't help, of course.
It doesn't help, but in
because we all do.
He wasn't flat out trash, but
no,
you could tell he had really like his. I don't even know if he was like. I think it might have been more drugs than anything.
But whatever it is, it gave whatever he was on, if it was alcohol or drug, it yep. gave him a bit more courage, maybe, to be a
he
bit
wasn't
more
not, he
forwarded.
Wasn't a bad-looking man, though.
No, he was very handsome. Actually, he stood right beside me, and he went to almost do the same thing. His hand got close to mine. I looked at him, and I moved away a little bit.
So he wasn't actually saying anything. He was just kind of moving in.
Oh, yeah. He would just move in slowly, and then he had his right hand was the one that he was his favorite one to do his move with, and he did it in front of me before. Like, he went to the side and he moved a little bit closer, and he kind of touched my leg, and I go, I don't think so.
Yeah.
And that's when he moved behind me and went to Corey and then started the same thing again. Maybe he's not used to getting no.
Yeah,
so fun times
hanging with us. He better learn it.
We'll be back.
I didn't hear you leave. I wonder how am I still here?